What is the attitude of your heart when that promotion goes to what you would deem a less deserving person? A person you know who hasn't worked as hard and won't do the company as much good as you? Or when the starting position on the basketball team goes to an inferior player? Or when you get passed over for that accolade or recognition? When the votes don't go in your favor? Do you want to stand up in protest? Do you think of ways of sabotaging the other person? Do you cut them down to other people? Do you remember the instance when Jesus had just told his disciples that he was going to be killed, but in 3 days he would rise again? Well, that sparked an interesting conversation among the disciples, and the conversation was summarized for us by Mark as this. Jesus said, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. I love the text of God's word. Jesus asked, "Hey, what was the discussion about?" Jesus casually asked them about a discussion, but Mark describes it as an argument. The boys were bickering with one another, each promoting himself over the other disciples, giving reasons why he was better, more qualified, better skilled, more handy, and that the others were inferior. They didn't want Jesus to know that's what the discussion was really about. And the text tells us that Jesus sat down and called his disciples to him and said, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." The indication of the text is that the first place, the highest honor, is within grasp. It could be seized, but the choice, the choosing of God's servant, is to serve others. Well, what is Jesus getting at? Well, he's getting at humility, trusting the pathway that God carves more than the pathway that you think you can carve for yourself. And we see in our text of 1 Samuel in chapter 24 of David choosing God's path and accepting it in humility. He bows down to Saul, completely vulnerable to him, and he pays homage to him. You see, this is the great difference between Saul and David. Saul is thirsty for honor and applause, refusing to repent, refusing humility at every turn, choosing his own path. But David's heart is tender towards God, quick to repent and trust God's path, no matter how hard it may be to understand. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our national changemakers in Nicaragua. And also remember the Lushai Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Myanmar.